His wife would be your what?
Grandmother.
All right, are there any other names that you heard?
I'm going to call them Big Mama. All right.
What about Granny?
Yeah, call them Granny.
All right. Okay. Your sons and daughters are called your what?
My children, my son, my daughter.
All right. This is a pet name for a child. You say he is a cute little what?
Cute little pet, cute little rascal, cute little girl.
Okay. Now this is something on wheels, and you can push a baby in it, and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
A what?
Baby carriage.
All right. What, have you ever heard it called a baby buggy?
Yeah, baby buggy.
Okay. You put the baby in the carriage and go out and do what to it? You put the baby in the carriage.
You can put him in the carriage, let him sleep, or you want to go over and put him in the carriage and roll him out of the seat.
Okay. How would you say your children range in age? Okay, Sally is the...
5, 8, 9, 10
Okay, but now Sally is the first child, so you say she's the what?
She's the oldest.
All right. Or a boy of 20 in comparison with brothers of 14 and 16 is the what?
Well, the boy is 20, he's the oldest son, that's the oldest son.
All right. Besides oldest, you might speak of them in terms of being grown up. He's the what?
He's grown up, he's middle aged.
Okay. Or Jim is grown up, but of all the boys, Tom is the what?
Tom is the oldest.
All right. Your children are your sons and what?
Sons and daughters.
Okay, your children are...
Daughter and son.
All right. Now, your children are boys and what?
Girls.
Okay. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's what?
Pregnant.
Are there any other terms that...
Well, I can get you right back down to she's big, don't I? You ever heard that?
Yeah, I heard that expression used. Okay, what about expecting?
Yeah, expecting and all that.
I remember when I was visiting my grandmother. My father wrote my grandmother and said that my mother had broken her leg. And I started crying because I thought my mother had broken her leg, but he meant that she was going to have another child.
Mm.
Now, have you ever heard that expression?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes a girl, you know, Courtney comes to be a mother before she married and says she broke her leg.
Oh, that's what they...
The old folks were sitting here.
That was the old folks. I know what they said, that she broke her leg.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is...
A midwife.
Okay. Is there any other name that they would call a midwife?
Midwife? I don't know.
What about a granny woman?
Yeah, granny woman.
All right. If a boy and his father have look alike, like you say Mark looks like Oliver, you say the boy does what?
Baby's daddy. Baby's mother.
All right. If a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say she has done what to those three children?
Done a good job of raising them.
All right. To a naughty child, you say you are going to get a what?
A whooping.
Any other name?
A paddling.
All right. To a child who's misbehaving, this is basically the same thing. If you do that again, I'll give you a good what?
Good whooping.
All right.
Good weighing out.
To a small child, very, very small child, when you want to correct that child, what would you say?
You come in and I spank him.
All right.
I do so and so, I spank him.
Now, I'm going to talk about growing now. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob did what?
Bob grows 5 inches.
All right. You say to him, you certainly have...
Grown.
All right. A child that's born to an unmarried woman is called a what?
Well, he's born out of wedlock, some of them call them, say, bastards, but I don't know if that's true or not.
You have to question that.
That's,
think about what a bastard means.
Yeah.
All right, now, do blacks have different terms that they would call a child born out of wedlock?
Yeah, that child ain't got no daddy. Born out of wedlock.
Okay, now what about poor whites? Do you think they'd have another term?